Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We are back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan currently ranks as the worst state in the country for out-of-work veterans with an unemployment rate of nearly 30%. It's something state lawmakers are hoping to change. Democratic State Senator Vince Gregory, one of the sponsors of a bill aiming to do that, and he joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to the program, Senator Gregory.
Thanks. Good evening, Mike. Nice being here.
Absolutely. Now, why is our unemployment rate for military veterans so high? Are companies hesitating to hire them for some reason?
You know, that's a good question. It's an interesting question. There really has been no data to show why the veterans' unemployment rate is so high. You know, and you spoke about the 30%. The national average is 11 to 14%. On the national average, so the 30%, double, almost triple what the national average is.
We hear a lot about post-traumatic stress disorder for those veterans who come back from the war zone.
Right.
Do many of our veterans suffer from conditions that may make them unable to work?
You know, some of them do, but I think one of the bigger problems is that veterans usually have spent 2 to 4 years in the military, and because they've been in the military for that amount of time, they've been out of the job market, not used to some of the changes that have taken place, making it more difficult for them to get back into the job market, to be a desirable employee, to be hired by one of these companies. So what this bill will do to try to help them make at least have the companies looking at them a little harder than they are right now.
So tell me, what is it the bill does to incentivize hiring veterans?
What it does is for businesses, we would offer whatever the salary they pay, the employer would be able to deduct 25% of that salary toward their upcoming year's tax deductions. For instance, if their salary was $16,000, they would get 25%, $4,000 toward deductions that they could claim at the end of the year. Now the 25% up to $4,000 a year.
Is this a program that's been done in other states, and has it been successful?
Right. They've done it in other states, some programs that are similar, and it has worked. But Michigan is unique in a sense that our unemployment rate is so high. Most states have not had to, use a program probably to this extent because their rates are along the norms and along the national average. But because ours is so high, we've got to do some things that other states probably haven't done or haven't done in a while in order to get these veterans into the job field.
What about the Veterans Administration? Are there no programs in place to assist those back from military service to find a job?
Yeah, there's programs. And you know, I sit on the Veterans Committee in the Senate, and that's what we're looking at also, is to get some support and some help from the Veterans Administration, because it is it's something that this national average is not just, it shouldn't be just the state's concern. It should also be the Veterans Administration's concern. But at this point, we're just trying to bring everybody together and try to find out what some solutions can be. But in the meantime, instead of just sitting still and doing nothing, we're trying to at least do something to move forward with the program to try to help some veterans.
When a veteran returns from a war zone or their service in the military, what kind of support do they receive, if any, from the government if they're unable to find a job fairly quickly?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Sure. I mean, when a veteran comes back mm-hmm. from a war zone, they might need time to transition and to adjust. Do they receive any kind of financial support from the Veterans Administration or the government to help them out?
Not at this time. When they come back, you know, they go through the physicals and they go through the screenings. They check to see if, you know, they're ready for the job market, and they pretty much say that, you know, you're able to get out there and you start applying. Now, they'll help them with, you know, some form of looking for jobs and applying for jobs, but that's about as far as it goes, though.
And what about when a veteran suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, which so many of them do?
Yes, they do.
Is there an allowance for that? Is there a program, financial and otherwise, to help them get through that period of time?
If it's something that I would say, and I don't want to speak for the Veterans Administration themselves, but I would say that if a veteran is suffering from something like that, they would be entitled to medical benefits, medical help, and medical services that would revolve around a medical illness or a medical disability. And if they, true enough, were disabled, they would receive some kind of support, some services, and some money from the Veterans Administration.
And when veterans come back, do they have an understanding of the circumstance they're likely to face, or is it typically a surprise?
In some cases, it's a surprise. I think at this particular time, for instance, we're talking about possibly another, 40,000 military people will be coming back by the end of the year. Now, they've been keeping up with what's going on. Their families have told them how bad it is, the economy and jobs, and I'm sure a lot of them are thinking about it. But when you get back here, the reality is, now here's this reality setting in. What do I do now? The old job that I used to have, I may not have the skills for these new jobs. That old job may not be there anymore. What do I do now? And, you know, the Veterans Association will try to help them, but, you know, there needs to be some incentive, at least I believe, for businesses to say, you know what, let's give these veterans a second look. Let's give them an opportunity to get a job. It's good for the businesses. It's good for the veterans. It's good for the state.
And when it comes to really helping veterans out, is there really more that state lawmakers can do other than this bill that's being introduced, or is it really up to federal lawmakers to address major issues for veterans?
Well, you know, in the end, I would say that the federal government has a distinct obligation. But you know, you can't pass that on to the federal government if you know these are Michigan soldiers, these are Michigan people. We as a state must do all that we can firsthand in order to be able to help these soldiers. I would say that we should do all that we possibly can, whether it's this bill like this, or if it's, for instance, we have a lot of veterans that come back that have some kind of maybe illnesses, injuries, those kind of things, and they don't even know all the benefits that they would be entitled to, and that's through the veterans organizations, that's through the state. We could do a better job, in my view, of making sure they're aware of all the benefits that they're entitled to. That's another area where we've been lacking over the years, too.
And finally, do you think Michigan residents have a real awareness of what many of the state's veterans are going through when they return from service, or does that tend to be something that only they and their families know about?
I think because of the economy, because the way the things are right now, everybody's pretty much looking at themselves. Most people are not paying that much attention to veterans and some of the issues that the veterans have. Only those veterans, their families, their family members, they know the struggles they're going through. But if you ask anybody just off the street, what do you think about the veterans? Do you think they're really struggling? Most people wouldn't even know there's a 30% unemployment rate with veterans in the state. They would have no idea at all.
I'm guessing this bill will go through with quite a lot of bipartisan support.
I would hope so. You know, it's funny, because of, the time that it is right now, there's not a lot of military persons that are in the Senate or in the House, but I'm hoping that because people are aware of the military and what they've done and the fact that we're having so many that are coming back, that the bipartisan part of this bill will come into play, and people, my fellow senators, will join with me and say that we've got to do something to help these veterans, and they will join in on this bill.
Democratic State Senator Vince Gregory, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike, for taking the time for me.